Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we really try to pull out the insights from the sources you send over. And today, well, we've got a bit of a unique challenge you've given us. It's actually just a title, an excerpt titled "The Benefits of Working with a Brokerage Specializing in Lakefront Listings." That's it. So our mission for you listening is to explore what this title alone really tells us about, well, a very specific real estate niche. We don't even have the article itself. It's like this tiny information bomb, you know? Let's decode it.
It really is something, isn't it? We usually hunt for those moments buried in paragraphs, but
yeah,
the whole idea seems packed right into the headline before you even start reading. What's fascinating, I think, is how this title works as a market signal almost immediately. It sets up this clear value proposition, specifically around specialized services. So yeah, something for you to think about is, why lakefront listings? Why would those properties need a whole discussion about the benefits of using a specialized brokerage? What does that specificity sort of imply about how complex that particular market might be?
That's exactly the question, yeah. When you see specializing in lakefront listings, it just screams that this isn't your average cookie cutter market. There's got to be something unique there, maybe something complex, or perhaps these properties are just significantly different in value. Enough to need a focused approach anyway. It kind of hints that a general real estate agent, even a really good one, might, you know, hit roadblocks or maybe miss out on certain opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And the fact that it explicitly mentions benefits tied to specialization, well, that strongly suggests that a general approach might just not cut it, or at least it's not optimal. It implies the details, the nuances, are important enough that not having that specific expertise could actually lead to, well, real problems. Or missed value, either for someone buying or someone selling. It really points to a clear need for this kind of niche focus within real estate.
Okay, so let's try and unpack those nuances, those details you mentioned. When we hear lakefront listings, what kinds of specific complexities jump out? Things that go beyond standard real estate practice. Are we talking about like unique legal stuff, maybe water rights, riparian rights, or specific environmental rules? What about things like erosion or even just figuring out the value? How different is that for a property right on the water?
Yeah, those are great points. And the title kind of hints at all of them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're right. Beyond the usual property laws, lakefront often brings in a whole layer of specific legal issues, like water rights, rules about building near the shoreline, maybe even environmental impact studies you need to do. And valuation, well, it's definitely not just about square footage, is it? It can involve things like how deep the water is, whether you can get a dock permit, the view, which might even change with the seasons. And you touched on a really key thing, environmental factors, shoreline erosion, water quality. These can massively impact a property's value and usability long term. These are exactly the kinds of issues a specialist would, you know, be really familiar with.
Okay, so that brings us to the benefits part of the title then. It sounds like it's not just about dodging those problems you mentioned, right? What other kinds of advantages could a specialized brokerage bring to the table? Beyond just handling the complexities, could it be, say, access to a special network, like buyers or sellers who only want lakefront places? Or maybe they just know the right negotiation points for these kinds of assets.
Oh, absolutely. The benefits definitely go into what you might call niche leverage, a specialized brokerage. They've likely built up a network of qualified buyers who are specifically looking for lakefront homes. That's a network a generalist would find pretty hard to replicate quickly. They'd also have a much better handle on market trends just within that segment. Like maybe they know the best time of year to sell or which specific features get top dollar on that particular lake. And this also includes knowing how to manage risk better. They're probably much better equipped to spot potential issues early on, things like tricky title situations or even structural concerns just because of the closeness to water.
That's a really powerful difference. Okay. So let's look at the title one more time. The benefits of working with a brokerage specializing in lakefront listings. Thinking about it that way, who is this article actually for? What problem is it trying to solve for them, even if it doesn't say it outright? Is it aimed at, like, the nervous buyer?
Yeah.
Or the seller hoping to get the best price? Or maybe it's really for both?
I think it's definitely designed to speak to both, yeah. By tapping into their sort of underlying worries and hopes. For sellers, the implied problem is, how do I get the most value for this unique property and sell it reasonably quickly? And for buyers, it's more like, how do I find the right place that fits my lifestyle, avoid hidden problems, and pay a fair price in what might be a competitive little market? The title basically tells anyone dealing with lakefront property, hey, pay attention. This isn't just any transaction.
Yeah.
It signals that there are real gains to be had or maybe significant losses to avoid if you use expert knowledge.
Right. So What does this all boil down to for you, our listener, when you're trying to get knowledge from any source?
Well, it means that even just how a topic is framed, you know, the benefits of X specializing in Y, that framing itself is packed with information. It tells you straight away that X is probably an important solution or approach, that Y is a distinct category, likely complex, and that there's real value in taking a focused expert approach within that specific area. It really underlines that, well, not all markets are the same, and some niches just demand a deeper dive, a deeper understanding.
Mm-hmm. And with that thought, we should probably wrap up today's deep dive. We've explored how even a simple title can unpack quite a bit about market dynamics, the value of specialization, and how value propositions are communicated. So maybe a final question for you to think about is this. When you see something, anything, that explicitly talks about the benefits of a specialized approach, what does that immediately tell you? What does it signal about the hidden challenges or the unspoken needs in that market, or even how expertise itself might be evolving in that field? And maybe how could that insight change how you approach other complex situations, either in your work or, you know, just in life generally?